Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What up, friends? I got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. From my time at 107.3 WBBL, I released them in order that they came out. So we're like 86 episodes in. Yeah, it's going to take a while to get through all this material because I release full shows every Monday and every Friday. So you do the math. It's going to take a while, but still, it's a lot of fun to hear it all as it all unfolded on 107.3 WBBL for the 18 people that listened when I was on the air there. All right. Hope you enjoy it. It's kind of like an audio time capsule. If you want the full show, 3 hours in all of its glory, it's on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you've been thinking about it, hey, maybe I'll throw Zone. God, I'm recording this and it's late in the evening. Late in the evening. I called myself Zone. I combined Bone and Zane to bring us Zone. If you want to throw your old pal Eric Zane a bone, throw $5 or $10 at me for the month. I promise to do my best and bring you lots of content on my Patreon. It's pretty good. I think you'll like it. If you don't like it, cancel it. You get the rest of that month. Then you're only out a few bucks. No, but it's real easy to cancel it, too. I don't like make it difficult for you to cancel it. But if you like it, you can either let it ride month to month or convert it to a yearly, and I will save you 10% on the cost of that. There you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
And good morning. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. Inside of the Mapestead.com Bankruptcy Studios, this is show number 86. Right here at BBL. Full slate of things to do today. First off, we welcome in the one and only Julius. Julius, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, man?
Not bad. Not bad. Can't complain. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah? Losing weight every second of the day?
Every second of the day, yep. I can finally drink coffee. The first cup of coffee, first sip of coffee in over a week.
Age Management is the local, is the company that you're working with.
Yep, Age Management of West Michigan. I went in for my weigh-in. Didn't lose as much as I thought I was going to, but I forgot that I'd only been doing the cleanse for 5 days, so by now I'm probably at like 8 pounds off.
So yeah, your goal weight about in the 170s, I believe. Mm-hmm.
170 was where I want to be.
And you were at two bills. You were 200 pounds.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
So, but it's already just melting off of you at a rapid pace.
Hopefully.
So well, so far like in fact, well, absolutely. Well, if you said you dropped six.
I dropped 5 at the weigh-in, okay. Technically, because it was like points. Like,
okay,
I was on around 200.
But still, I mean, that's a lot of weight
for a week.
Think about
yeah.
it. That's more than this iPad. I mean, that's mass, man. That's just gone.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to lose a few more pounds this week. I'm really looking forward to my weigh-in this week.
Yeah.
Because I just started the HCG program, which is their like. It's like the main part of this whole deal.
What is are you aware of what HCG stands for?
I am aware of what it stands for.
I don't remember.
Can I pronounce it? No.
Okay.
There's.
Are they putting something into your body?
Yeah, I'm injecting something with a needle. It's awesome.
Have to do it
every morning. I did it this morning.
Get the hell out of here!
No, man, it's really easy. You can't even feel it. It's a really really small needle. You can't even feel it.
I would struggle with that. I really would.
Well, I thought I would too, because I hate needles. Ugh. But they gave me a vitamin B shot, and I couldn't even feel it. And that needle was a lot bigger than this one. So, prick myself a little bit and go on with my day. Just once a day, every day. So 7 days a week.
And that what does that do? Does that kick everything into high gear even further?
Yes, it kind of like balances your metabolism in a way.
God. Man.
So, yeah, 616-808-2695, age management.
You don't have to do a commercial now. Now is not commercial time.
I know, but if we...
I'll let you know.
I figured if we were talking about them, we might as well throw out the number if anyone's interested. But like I said, like I'm down at least 7 or 8 pounds just from the cleanse. Now the real business starts. I just have to remember to eat, which is why I have my
I noticed that you've added
blueberries.
You've added almonds to the blueberries. Before it was strictly vegetables, fruits, and a protein shake. Now you've added another layer.
Another layer. Yep, I can eat nuts and some sort of proteins for the first couple days. I can add meat to my diet now. Really looking forward to that.
Okay. I'm guessing they make you avoid like processed starchy foods.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to eat any kind of like chips or
pasta, bread.
Pasta.
No
bread, no. I can eat rice though. A little bit of rice. Quinoa is the big one. I'm going to be eating
quinoa.
Yes,
you can eat that. That's a I think when a lot of this is similar to like paleo diet. It's not entirely, but you're eating real food.
Yeah.
Like paleo diet is nothing that is made by a process. Like ground beef, that's made by a process because they have to grind the beef up. You wouldn't eat that in a paleo diet. Anything that is manufactured or made, you cannot eat in a paleo diet.
So it's really not that bad. I was surprised that I was surprised that I lasted an entire week without any kind of meat.
Well, when you really dive into it and you continue to, it helps that they're telling you, that they're helping you along the way.
Yeah. And I did some research. I really don't want to mess up the HCG. Like, I want to stick to this diet because I don't know what kind of, like, I don't want to go crazy.
Right. Right.
I don't want to, like, have some sort of adverse effects.
Well, I wonder if there's ever been a radio guy who's done this and then, like, because it's a many, many week endeavor. And then, like, 3 weeks in, they give it up. But still have to do the commercials, so they're eating like Hostess cupcakes and McDonald's and whatever and pizza, but they're still saying, "Man, I'm telling you, I just had my weigh-in. I just dropped another 10."
Yesterday was the first day when I thought, like, "What's the first thing I'm going to eat after all this?"
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to teach you to not go back to that.
And I won't. I actually made a semi-smart decision. I was thinking about eating like the first thing that popped in my head was KFC. But after that, I was like, maybe I'll eat like a big steak salad or something.
Yeah, I know. I know that there's tons of written material either online or just going to an actual bookstore about appropriate things to eat that taste excellent.
Oh, I've been looking them up.
So as soon as you, and I'm sure you already are halfway there in that endeavor, but, in order to make great tasting food, so.
Oh, meal plan's planned out for the week already.
Nice.
I went grocery shopping yesterday. I spent so much time in the grocery department. It was like, I was there for probably like 45 minutes, half hour, just in the fruits and vegetables part.
Getting stuff that they've told you to get, or?
They gave me a list of approved foods and stuff.
Yeah.
But I generally like fruits and vegetables anyway, so I wasn't eating terrible. I don't know how I weighed 200 pounds. You know what it was, because I didn't eat throughout the day, and I would just gorge at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's what kind of threw me off.
Now, do they ever, like, work in exercise into this
deal?
Yeah,
they gave me an exercise program.
When does that start?
This week.
What type of exercise are we looking at
just
here?
Normal, like
push-up. Like go for a walk?
One of them, they prefer, like, a run or a bike.
Yeah.
Not riding a bike with you before you ask.
Well, that'd be great, by the way.
Lightweight training.
Yeah.
And then push-ups, sit-ups.
Yeah. Use gravity.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. It's not like I'm going to be doing like P90X or some sort of wall jumping.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Tyler Doan, welcome in, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Can't complain, man. Good to have you here. Tyler Doan was out of control over the weekend. I actually had to tell him to relax on Twitter. I don't know what happened. If he was huffing paint, not sure. But a lot of...
I hope he was huffing paint. At least there's an explanation.
A lot of... isn't it true that if you type in all caps, it's you're yelling on the internet?
Typically, yes.
So, Tyler, I mean, I know Ernie actually asked you to stop typing in all caps. What was the... why the all caps all weekend? I'm curious.
I have no explanation.
Okay. Everything was all caps. We'll keep an eye on the podcast. Make sure that it's not typed in all caps, yelling out the show rundown is what that would basically be involved with. Tyler Doan's working on the podcast and archiving the show. You can check that out, the podcast, at WBBL.com and on iTunes, search Eric Zane Show, or Audio Boom, search Eric Zane Show. So if you are traveling Delta Airlines, there is something terrible that is going on right this second. If you are just waking up and the first thing you're hearing right now is this, and you're planning on taking a trip or you have business travel scheduled, or let's say you're the CEO of one of the largest radio companies in the world and you're traveling from Atlanta to Grand Rapids, there is a global outage for Delta Airlines. A global outage.
Are you familiar with this? Not familiar, but are you well-versed in the story?
All I know...
Because I'm not.
As of like an hour ago, is when I was first... when this first came to light, that Delta Airlines has had something catastrophic happen. I'm sure it's temporary, but it's being described as a global outage. And all flights will not be flying as of... until the global outage is done being an outage and is an onage. So I don't know, understand how an entire network just disappears like that or whatever it is that they're going through. Very strange.
Because I haven't read anything. And the only thing I've seen is at a radio station, you have a bunch of TVs, but none of them have the volume on because it would sound ridiculous to have the, like Fox 17 talking in the background, doing their wacky bits. While we're trying to do our wacky bits, it just doesn't work. And so all I saw was Delta Airline outage. It's like, what the hell does that mean? What do you mean an outage?
Let's see. As of 1 minute ago, according to ABC News, Delta Airlines grounds all flights due to global computer outage.
Do you think it's terrorist related?
Well, I don't know. Who knows? I don't want to speculate. But I know that you want me to speculate.
I love speculation.
I don't know. I know at the Ford airport, there's people piling up just at the lines. Frustrated travelers experience long waits at airports worldwide. Now, I mean, at the Ford, there's not a ton of flights in the 5 o'clock hour. There's only like one or two flights to and from Minneapolis to worry about. But, oh boy. And I'm not kidding you. The CEO of our company, Ms. Mary Berner, is coming to Grand Rapids today to visit with the staffs of all these radio stations and basically a tour of Michigan. And she's arriving today. Well, I don't know for sure if she's taking Delta, though, but I know Delta is a major player in Atlanta and in and out of Michigan.
Yeah. I was wondering if is she flying into Grand Rapids or is she flying into Detroit and doing that thing first? I assume she's going
to... I don't know. I don't know the itinerary for the whole day.
I assume she's going to knock us out of the way first and then go to Detroit and spend a whole day in Detroit and then fly back. So
yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully it's not Delta. Watch. We're going to get that email at like noon. Because of the Delta outage... Oh, guys. Because of the Delta outage... Mary Berner will not be here. She said, pound sand. she'll be here next year. So I'm waiting for that email to come through around noon.
Boy, that is strange.
And I was actually looking forward to like the meeting.
Yeah, well,
believe it or not,
there's a lot to observe. First of all, this since this is the as high as you can go in this company.
Yeah.
And so now. I'm going home to put on big boy clothes at some point this morning.
Are you going to wear a pink shirt?
I won't be pink, but I will wear a collared long sleeve shirt. Maybe something that pops, perhaps.
Don't be that guy. You're going to be that guy. Just stand out.
Well, yeah. Well, I remember the last time I wore a shirt that pops. It was that pink one. And I was standing next to Charlie, and we were both holding O'Neill because O'Neill was making his tour of the radio station. And we looked like gay lovers that just purchased our first puppy. We looked like. Really? I mean, it just looked
Charlie
so,
and Eric.
Yes. We were just so happy to have our puppy.
If the dudes from Modern Family ever keel over, you guys could like step
yes,
right in.
Of course. Of course. I've always thought that I'm a little gay. I've always felt that way. But I always felt that I wrestled with something, but I just suppressed that
Apparently,
whole thing.
Apparently, you were going to be wrestling with Charlie.
Perhaps. But I've never been with a man. Let me just say that. I have never, ever done that. I would tell you, know I would. I've told everybody everything about me at one point or another. But, I think that at some point there was a crossroads and I chose ladies over men. But I think I wrestled with it at some point. But anyway, yeah, so I'll have to go home, put on big boy clothes. But I didn't want to wear that at the start of the show. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, come on.
Distracting.
So I'm going to go home and do a reset at some point. Plus, I can't not have a nap. We have to come back here in the middle of the day. So that is prime nap time. And if I don't get that, that puts a terrible precedent for the whole week.
Yeah,
and
well, we don't want that.
No, we got to have I need to be sharp. I need to be sharp.
I don't really nap.
Yeah, what hour do you go to bed at? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, somewhere around
that? It honestly depends. I don't have like a set time.
Okay. Yeah, I usually go to bed late.
I can usually handle it pretty well. Just drink a bunch of coffee and.
Yeah, boy, man, I just can't do it. I just get, my brain gets so cloudy. I get so dense. Do you remember how Doan was last week when he was slurring his words?
Yeah, which time?
Boy, when that manifested, I thought he was faking it. It was so pronounced. He was so out of it. It was like he was intoxicated. I really thought he was drunk. But yeah, I don't want that to happen. So yeah, everybody will be back here. We'll do our big meeting and away we go. So I'm anxious. I'm anxious to meet and Gravy Baby Hands. He
you said for Mary's.
He didn't wear his signature baseball hat that he always wears. You always wear a baseball hat too, but he always
there gets to a point where my hair is so long.
Yeah,
like,
Boy, what a mop you have! Yeah. There is no chance you will ever lose your hair.
I don't think so. No.
Does your dad have a big full head of lettuce?
My mom does.
Yeah, well,
my dad does too. Neither of them are bald.
Most women don't lose their hair.
My mom has thick hair, though.
Yeah,
it's like a Brillo pad.
How about dad? Is he?
He has a regular,
okay,
50-some-year-old man hair.
Yeah,
and yeah, there comes a point where I can't leave the house without a hat.
Yeah,
and I haven't had time to go get a haircut yet.
Yeah. Boy, it's just a mop. Yeah,
so I'm going to be wearing a hat for the rest of the week.
Will you be wearing a hat when Mary Berner is here? Because
I'm not taking.
You're not getting dressed up in any way. You're wearing what you're wearing. Okay.
I mean, if I was having a meeting with her one-on-one, sure, maybe.
Can you imagine if she said, "Julius, can I see you for a minute?"
I'll be like, "All right."
I'd be freaked out, man. Please don't freak me out.
Well, that, I'd welcome that meeting. If she wants to meet with me one-on-one, I'd welcome that meeting.
Okay. When we come back, the NFL got started this weekend.
Kind of.
Wow. Wait until you hear how the NFL kicked things off. Part of it went okay with the induction ceremony of the Hall of Fame members. Doan was... Wait till you hear what Doan was doing over the weekend.
Can we say that on air?
Well, it doesn't involve his private time. It involves his, he was trying to help out the show, and I'm like, that's not helping. It's not, no one cares. No, just because you love Brett Favre doesn't mean anybody else even cares about
90% of the audience does not care about Brett.
Oh, my God. It was just far with Doan. I just couldn't stop him. As we do this from the MapesDebt.com bankruptcy studios, And we're always looking for new listeners to the show. And, you know, there's always people who probably don't have any idea that we're on the air that would love to listen. Please spread the word by posting on your social media that the Eric Zane Show is on 107.3 WBBO.
That's it. That's the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You want the full show? It's on my Patreon, patreon.com, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.